Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Cook restaurant quality meals at home with the Dunn Stores Simply Better collection.
Nevin, welcome.
Good How morning. Are you, my friend? Are you
I'm
good?
I'm very good. As a fellow said, sunny side out. Sunny side out as we start getting towards... it's funny in October and a lot of stuff happening, a lot of things happening around us here as well, which is all lovely and positive. But isn't it amazing? As you get closer, and you know, Christmas, and you'd be getting all sorts of... People wanted to come into you because of when you're open and not open over Christmas. And I presume again this year, you've got a very... definite plan, have you?
It's worked really well the last few years.
Yes, I know, and you're very conscious of your staff.
Yeah, and we close for nearly 2 weeks, and it's great for the team. You know, we'll finish up on the 22nd, 21st, and we finish up nearly for 2 weeks until the 5th or 6th of January, so everyone gets a break.
Well, I think, and again, we've discussed the idea before, but I think it's wonderful for you and the family, but also for the staff, because it means that, like, you could work yourself to the bone. Literally.
I'm going to be honest with you, we're no busier at Christmas than we are during the
year. Well, you're busy all the time.
Because, we're consistent. We have our model that works. Where we really do pick it up is we sell a lot of vouchers, and that is the truth.
Yes.
But when it goes to doing like the Kukri School, that'll be done now, you know, the beginning of December.
Yes.
Christmas Made Easy, and that's always one of the most popular classes Imagine us, not even a Halloween, and we're talking
about Christmas. But
it's only around the corner, right.
This is the point, So what are you doing today?
So I'm doing two chicken recipes. I'm going to do a lovely pasta. Remember we've done the kind of sausage and pasta to one last week.
Whatever it was called.
That's it, you have it. It's Italian chicken pasta bake, which is really nice, and it's baked in the oven. I think it'll be a great one for the kids. And then we're going to do, it's a chicken bacon pasta with garlic, rosemary, and pizza bread, which is really, really tasty.
Okay.
So it is.
Where do you want to start?
Okay, so we'll start off with the chicken and pasta bake.
Chicken and bacon pasta. Yes,
that'll
give
a bit of a
you're in charge. Don't be minding me.
Pasta.
Yep, you're in charge.
Well, they're great combinations of the air. You know, chicken breasts, you can use the chicken thighs, but I think the breasts, they're lovely and nice and simple and really, really tasty. And they cook quickly, so the two. So the first thing we're going to do is get these are the little mini fillets, which are underneath the kind of chicken breast, which I really like these in a stir fry. I make little homemade goujons for my daughter, Lucia. She loves them. She might bring them to school, you know, done in some nice
crumbs.
So they're a little mini fillet. And what I do, I buy a pack or two of them and I crumb them and I freeze them in little boxes. And then she takes them out as she wants. Now, she's not eating a box a day, by the way. But it's great to get organized. And the little mini fillets are always tender, which is great. So we're going to heat a little bit of oil. We're going to chop some onion nice and fine, and then what we're going to do is we're going to literally pan fry our chicken breast to get a bit of colour. So we're getting nice colour there. It's going to not overcook, and if you it really cooks in a few minutes because they're the mini fillets.
Yeah,
remember that
tiny
now.
Of course.
Into that, then we're going to put a little bit of rosemary. Interesting garlic, and me and you spoke about it before, a black garlic, which is a really interesting. There's a great Irish grower, Taylors of Lusk, and they grow fabulous Irish garlic and they make their own black garlic. So we make it in the restaurant. So what's the difference in fresh garlic and black garlic? Well, black garlic is dried out fresh garlic. We dry it in the restaurant in a rice steamer for 3 weeks.
Right.
So your white garlic turns completely black. We don't add anything to it. And then we blend it, so we do with a little bit of rapeseed oil, a little touch of salt, vinegar and sugar.
And does it taste any different?
It's sweet. It's like treacle. That's the best way I can describe it. But you can buy this one, Taylor's of Lust. They're excellent.
But it's a garlic flavour.
Yeah, there is, but it's subtle. It's not as strong, and it's kind of sweet. It's very interesting flavour. It changes maybe now they have obviously professional dryers. We just have a little rice steamer in the restaurant.
But you know the way with garlic. You want to be careful who you kiss. You know, you want to be very careful with garlic. Would this be easier than?
Yes. Yes, it's sweeter.
All right. That's all right. I'm just checking.
Are you planning a date night?
My current wife and I. Every night is a date night.
I love it.
I do think it's just interesting that you're still getting that garlic sense of.
You do. Into this recipe, Marty, we're going to put in some nice tomato sauce and enrich it with mascarpone. Remember we were talking about mascarpone cheese last week?
Wonderful.
So that will really enrich it, and lots of Parmesan cheese. So you have your onion, you have your chicken, black garlic, and that's optional. If you don't like it or can't get it, fresh garlic will do fine. A couple of cloves, crushed. But it gives a lovely sweetness and a very unique kind of, first of all, visually it looks really kind of, maybe strange. strange. It's black garlic, so it is. And it is a really, really interesting. Carmen, my head chef, she's been with me 22 years. So she came up with making her own in the restaurant. Truthfully, she did. And you can buy it in the Asian supermarket too.
Okay.
So you can... But the Irish one is great, Taylors of Lusk. So this all kind of goes into the pan. We're serving it with tagliatelle. So you cook your tagliatelle separate. So you have your lovely sauce, your tomato sauce, you're creaming it up with some, a little bit of mascarpone, which I love. Parmesan cheese, you can't get enough parmesan cheese.
It's wonderful.
I love it.
It's a wonderful thing.
I love it. And one of the best experiences I've ever had as a chef is seeing the whole process of parmesan being made. Parmesan Reggiano in that region, not far from Modena, which you'd know that area
very well.
Right. Fabulous.
Pavarotti country.
Yes.
But that man I told you about, the man with the Amarone.
The Amarone.
And he loved the parmesan cheese with the Amarone.
Oh, stop.
And he would just,
Well, we went to a market, Marty, and we were tasting 30, 40, you know, maybe 2 or 3 year old parmesan. And these little ladies, they were drinking this local sparkle. I don't know if you know it, Lambrusco. Huh?
Lambrusco, right. Yes.
And it's a sparkling local wine. But the ladies had their shopping done. A wee glass of that parmesan cheese. I said, this is a life.
It's just a kind of a...
I love it. A wee snack.
But it's also an after dinner thing.
Well, that's true.
He was doing that. He would have the
Amarone.
It could never occur to you, like.
And you're a fan of the Amarone.
Amarone,
it's beautiful.
You'd be going to bed straight up to the. You want to be staying in McNean's and going straight up to bed after that.
This would be delicious with a glass of Amarone, a nice rich red wine.
Really?
I think so. Yeah.
It sounds gorgeous. It's a lovely thing.
I said pinza. Pinza is an Italian flatbread, which is beautiful. And
what's particular about it now?
Well, I really like. It's like a focaccia. It's enriched with olive oil. You can get different flavors, but the one is with a little bit of sea salt and olive oil, and if it's grilled, it's absolutely glorious.
Sounds fabulous.
It's really, really lovely.
And again, I'm not familiar with them.
But you love up that idea of mopping up. I've often heard you saying that, and so do I.
I think it's a lovely thing,
That's what they do so well.
Yeah.
So you're catching all that sauce, you have your pasta, you cook your pasta until it's al dente. I'm using tagliatelle. It can be anything, linguine, spaghetti. It's a simple dish. But it's the black garlic, the chicken, you're enriching it. It's really tasty. And the wee mini fillets are brilliant.
The whole thing, the mopping thing, it's... I don't know, it just seems to say conversation to me and to just being at a table. I think it's lovely.
But they have a great way of eating.
The very essence of it.
You know, exactly. The essence of it. You're all the buzzwords.
Well, I'm trying. But anyway, come here. You said there's something else.
Chicken pasta bake. Okay. So we're using chicken fillets again. We're using one pack, which is about usually three corn-fed Irish chicken fillets. Cut them into nice big slices. Brown them off in the pan. And then we're going to put in some onions, sliced or diced. It doesn't really matter. A couple of cloves of garlic, crushed or sliced. As long as you don't, when you're brown on the chicken, if you put in the garlic too soon, it'll burn. So just be aware of that. Just don't put it in. Onions go in first, then the garlic. Now, we're back on to our nandouya. You must think, this man's gone crazy for this. Well, it's something that I think, if you have a jar, which we spoke about last week,
it's in the fridge.
Thank you.
You said to me, it'll stay,
but a month or more, 2 months,
at least. Yeah.
And what I love about it, it's a small little jar, Marty. I should have bought you one.
Yeah.
I'll get you one for your Christmas hamper, okay?
Small thing. But the other thing too is, and again, you never stop saying, when you're buying like herbs and spices, don't buy loads.
Yes.
Buy just enough.
That's
But the fact that you can keep this in the fridge, the thing is to remember the thing is there. Is
you're
that
right.
Because quite often,
you forget about it.
You find things in the back of the fridge, you're going,
you're right.
This could be out of date from 1980, you think?
Never. Never.
You know what I mean? No.
So a spoonful, in the recipe, say 2 tablespoons, which is quite a bit. Now go easy in that. Say, start off with 2 teaspoonfuls. You can always add more. If you add too much, it's impossible.
Okay.
To take that out. So, just to recap, we've browned off our chicken. Remember, we sliced into nice big chunks. Mm. We put in some onion, garlic, the nandouille. We're going to put in some more chopped tomatoes. Two thins I'm using for this because it's a bake. Okay, so we're going to bake this off in the oven. Now, in a separate saucepan, Marty, you're going to cook off the rigatoni pasta, which is a lovely pasta. And I'm using the fresh one, which will cook in about 5-6 minutes in salted water. That's it. So, your pasta's cooked. You're going to stir this into your lovely chicken sauce. And then you mix that all together. Then that goes into a little, say like a Pyrex dish, a large kind of oven-proof dish. Spread that all over. You're going to put on some lovely creamy cheddar cheese, mozzarella, and you're going to then just put in some basil pesto. So you're going to put this all over the top. Now, sometimes it's not in the recipe. Sometimes what I do is I put breadcrumbs on it. It's not always, but sometimes the twins like it.
Which do you prefer?
I think it gives a nice texture, just a little bit of sourdough breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
You could chop up some, if you've left over maybe a bit of stale bread, you'd put that on top. But again, you can always serve it on the side.
Sure.
So the breadcrumbs just add, if you have any to use up, that might add a nice little interesting texture. So you put your grated cheddar, your mozzarella cheese, a little bit of mascarpone, so it's three cheeses, and then you put that all over the top into the oven. 200 degrees is usually a standard oven, good hot oven, and that'll take about maybe 25 minutes to bake. And just like, if you cut the chicken nice in big chunks,
yes,
you can get it already par cut, excuse me, and raw, and then you could use chicken thighs if you wanted to. But I think the
breast, chicken breast.
Well, I think it's probably better for this. You're right. And with the sauce, it's a really nice recipe, a great one for kids. Like, you know, when they're coming back from school, like, funny enough, when our twins, when they're always hungry, about they come back about 4:15 from Manor Hamilton, and they're always the dinner has to be ready at 3:30,
oh,
half four.
Half they're hungry.
Yeah, hungry. They're hungry, exactly. Ready.
Well, they have a bit of a lunch.
Connor has a great little appetite. Jeez, he's like a little Hoover. He'd eat all around him. He is brilliant. So he
was sponsored by Dyson. There are other Hoovers. So look, it's chicken and bacon pasta with garlic and rosemary pinza.
Yeah.
And Italian chicken pasta bake. And the recipes again, RTE Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning. You'll find all Nevin's lovely recipes. Where did you learn to bake, by the way? Was that part of your schooling back in the day?
Well, I suppose the very first thing, I'd done home economics, as we know.
Yes.
And I would have done pineapple upside down cookies and that. But I remember the very first thing I baked, I probably was 9 or 10, flapjacks, shortbread, apple tart with my mum. And I still remember it, and really? Making a mess in the kitchen, and I'm still doing that.
Yeah, well, actually, but you've got people,
you're not surprised.
You've got people to clean up after you.
Not at home, by the way.
Not at home. I know that. But that's the bake. Oh, that's really good. Because it's a particular discipline. You'd want to know what you're doing. When
absolutely.
Because one mistake, and the thing is flat and gone. And
you're so right. And you have to follow a recipe. It has to be. Has to work.
It has to be. It's the popularity of the program on the telly. There's a reason why.
It's true.
Know?
It is true.
What we play.
Well, you're thinking. I think when you're baking, you know, when you bake from scratch, you know what goes into it, so you can control the amount of sugar in that. I think baking from scratch is there's nothing better than it.
Really?
I think it's
well, on that basis, I think we have to play Jerry Rafferty.
Go on.
Baker Street.
Oh, lovely.
It sounds like one of us is on
medication. Take it away, Jerry.
One of us is on medication. Keep the faith. Well
thank
done,
you.
Nevin. We'll talk
thank
to you,
you
next week. God bless you.
You're a gem. Thanks, Marty.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Dunn Stores Simply Better, proudly working in partnership with over 90 Irish food and drink producers.